After a first crop of hay is brought in and the second crop grows up, what would they call that?
Well, I guess it would be just the second crop.
Did you ever hear second cutting?
Yes, they have second cutting.
And we mentioned corn when it was gathered up. How about wheat when they used to gather it up into small bundles?
They shock it.
And those little bundles are called?
Just a bundle. Uh-huh. All of them together, you see, is a shock.
Oh. Uh-huh. Did they ever use sheaf in this area?
Yes. Well, I don't know what they did or not, but that's a very common word, uh-huh. A sheaf of wheat. I think that's more a biblical term than anything else.
And let's see, what would a good yield be for corn in a good year here?
Oh, I don't have any idea. Probably 10 or 12 bushels. This is not much of a corn country down here. Mm-hmm. It's mostly wheat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What did they do with oats when they cut them in the field? How are oats prepared for?
Well, now, I think now that they combine them just like they do wheat. But generally, before they had these combines, they would cut the wheat with the binder and make those little sheaves, you know. Then they would go along and shock those. Mm-hmm. And when they got ready to thrash, the wagons would drive along the field and they'd throw those on the wagon. And sometimes, if they don't thrash right away, they will stack their oats. Mm-hmm. And after a while, I suppose after they get so dry, then they will thrash. Mm-hmm. Then the wagon just goes up these stacks, and there's a fellow on the stack generally, a man on the wagon, and pitches it down to the man on the wagon. And when he gets his wagon load, he goes up to his machine. And
no wonder they ate so much.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'll make a mark on this one again. I'm skipping some of these items because they'll come up. But, let's see, here we go. Bread, white bread. Bread that you buy from the store. Did you have any special word for that when you were a boy?
No. Not that I know of. It was just a loaf of bread. Of course, they nowadays, I don't know what they did years ago or not, I don't remember. They have whole wheat and such as that now, but I don't think they did here 20, 30 years ago.
Did you make any distinction between bread that your mother made and bread that you purchased at the store?
Well, all of extension would be homemade bread.
Mm-hmm. And the other kind would be?
Baker's bread.
Mm-hmm. Some people call that boughten bread. Or
well, that could be, yes, because they go to the store and buy it, you know.
How about other kinds of bread made from flour? You mentioned whole wheat.
Well, then they have, of course, this rye flour. And they make rye bread. And
did your mother make any special breads when you were?
No, just common light bread.
Oh, how about this stuff that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Did your mother make that?
Yeah, we used to make a lot of it.
That's good, isn't it?
My wife sure is. I like cornbread.
I do too. When I was a boy in Michigan, though, I always ate it with milk. Crumble it up, put
well,
it in
I know I don't care for it that way at all.
Well, I've gotten out of the habit now.
Yes.
How about those little round things that your mother would bake?